APB, Whiskey 4, Alpha Papa Bravo, looking for a signal report. Monitoring.
Alpha Papa Bravo, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. This is David on I-26. You are coming in loud and clear, sir.
Very much. I am currently on a base station in Flat Rock, North Carolina. Over.
Not too far from you. About to go by the Landrum exit on 26 heading to Kentucky. Like I said, you coming in just as clear as ever. Maybe just a little static on the end, but it sounded fine.
You say you were mobile? Over.
Is that, yes, I'm mobile on I-26.
I have a bit of picket fencing, but, you're definitely definitely intelligible, and I can hear every word, just a little bit of picket fencing. Over.
One signal report back to you. You say you work in the base,
Reverse,
saying 4 GDW. Wait, I must have dipped down in the hole. I barely heard your laugh.
Down into a hole because, you were definitely, I could hear you, but I couldn't understand you. Over.
Much more readable that last time. We're just passing the Landrum exit on 26. Looks like it's kind of cleared down a little bit. Might be getting better. Over.
Are you running a handy talkie, or do you have a mobile unit mounted in your car? Over.
Pushing as close to 50 watts as the radio will do. It's full of this little lotion. I think it's a UV920.
Using a mobile unit as a base station, it's a QIT. It says 100 watts, but I've never been able to get that much out of it. My meter is telling me I'm pushing 59.2 right now. Over.
I did not even know that QIT made the 100 water. I've seen some 50 watt radios on there, but not up to 100. That's a good deal.
Remember how much I paid for it, but it wasn't a lot. And like I said, I've never been able to get a full 100 watts out of it. But I've gotten up to about 80. I think 79 is the most I've gotten from it. But I mean, that's still killer. You know, I mean, because most of the ones that you see are the 25 watt models. So if they follow suit on this one, I would imagine they probably don't even push a full 25. Over.
That's right. I was looking at Lewiston, I think it's a Lewiston, 25-watt handheld, I saw a YouTube review for it. I cannot remember the call sign of the fellow that did it, but he actually got 18 watts out of this handheld, and it's got like a 32-amp battery on it. It's pretty impressive for I think, the $120 price tag that it comes from. I was thinking about, getting the thing, especially for the local channels. You don't want to dip out in the 20-degree weather to get on the mobile and talk. It'd be pretty good handy talkie to have. You come across anything like that?
A lot of stuff that's been advertised as high wattage, but then, what I'll do is I'll kind of go on YouTube and type in, a review on it to see, because a lot of those guys will come out and they'll review them to see if they're really getting the same amount of wattage as advertised. I have a Radiodity 10-watt that I got, and it'll run around 9 is about what the most I've gotten out of it. But it's a good little handy talkie. It's basically a beefed up Baofeng. I think it's got all the same software as Baofeng. Over.
You must be talking about the analog line of the Radiodity. I've got the, I think it's the GD77 DMR walkie-talkie, and I think I'm supposed to get a 5 watts out of it. It does pretty good, but I didn't know they had a 9 watt radio.
Andy talking the radio oddity. I think it's the 510. If I'm correct on that. And like I said, I mean it. I have a couple Baofengs that I barely use anymore because, like I said, the radio oddity pushes about 9 watts. So I've really been enjoying it, and it wasn't expensive at all. I mean, it was maybe like $60 or something like that. And I've had nothing but good things to say about it for, you know, a cheap handy talkie. Those Kenwoods and stuff like that, they're a little rich for my blood at the moment anyways. Over.
Still coming in pretty good. I'm getting up in here in the hills, about to get on the Hendersonville side of this mountain. I'm actually from Whitmire, South Carolina. It's in up northern Newberry County, and I'm about 15 miles from my closest repeater, so I don't do a whole lot of handy-talky stuff. I'm really stuck on the mobile to really get out, but I do like this radiodity radio. When I got into DMR, I did a lot of just handy-talky stuff. It really does a good job reaching the DMR repeaters that are close to me. I did step on up and get one of those MD9600s from TYT, which is a wonderful DMR mobile. I'll give it to Radiodity for making a really good DMR radio. And I think the battery life is pretty acceptable for it, too. Back to you, sir. Over.
You're definitely still readable. I'm getting a good signal on you. Just a little bit of static, but you're definitely still readable. I haven't really gotten into too much DMR stuff yet. I just got my technician license back in July, so I'm still, just kind of getting my feet wet in the hobby. But I'm definitely going to go back and get my general soon so I can start, start to get a little further out. Around here, pretty much the best repeater that we have around here is the Mount Mitchell repeater, but it's pretty much all just the same guys all the time. So I'd like to maybe, dabble on a little bit of, spreading out maybe across the country and stuff like that. Over.
That's right. I have tried time and time again. I even used a beam to try to hit Mount Mitchell, and for some reason I just can't do it. When I'm up here in the mountains, I can hit a lot better, but way back at home, I think that's pushing almost 100 miles for me. On the DMR topic, it is really interesting to be talking to somebody in Wilmington, North Carolina, or Florence, or maybe even down towards Savannah. When you're in upstate South Carolina, especially when you're thinking about you're not even in the HF bands, it's a very cool concept that you can do. And of course, I'm sure you already know this, but you got that echo test function that you can use to see how your signal's in. Boy, I wish they could come up with a way to do that on the analog end without having to bug people at 4 o'clock in the morning for a signal report. Really, really cool technology they've got in this DMR stuff. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to have to look into that because, I'm all about, trying to get a little further out, and like I always have my SWR meter connected to my radio so I can see how I'm doing with that and seeing how many watts I'm pushing. Something that could give you like instant feedback without having to do that, especially like on a handy talkie, because putting a clunky old, it's not real practical to have your SWR meter hooked up to your handy talkie all the time. So yeah, you might have put a bug in my ear or lit a fire under my rear end on the DMR thing. Over.
It's a good thing to look into, and I'm definitely not trying to sell you a radio, but I know radiodity.com will occasionally put that MD9600 down to about $209, which is pretty good for a mobile. I'd say to get in the hobby and test it out on the DMR side. If not, they've got a wonderful line of DMR handy-talkies out there. Pretty reasonably priced, too. And of course, you know, as with the rest of the ham hobby, listening is the key to everything. We weren't sure how the stuff worked with the PNRN channel and the empty call and all that stuff. We're trying to figure out how it all worked, you know, and what the rules were. And a lot of sit back listening to it helps you find out when it's time to move to a chat group and when it's time to clear your channel and everything. But overall, it's a whole other world on the other side of this hobby. Back to
you. Like I said, you know, I mean, I haven't really dabbled too much in it at all, but I'm definitely interested now. You know, you're kind of getting a little static. I'm starting to not be able to understand you, so I'm gonna bid you a 73, sir, and I hope you have a great day. I'll be clear at your final. Over.
You have plenty of doubt, and we'll be safe on the way.
CZW, station in Flat Rock. I got you full scale on reverse.
For APB, Whiskey 4 Alpha Papa Bravo. For identification. I appreciate that signal report, sir. What's your call sign and where are you hailing from? Over.
It's Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. I'm in Laurel Park right now.
I had to do a little adjustments to be able to hit this repeater. When I was down, I just moved up to Flat Rock from Spindale, North Carolina, and I was able to hit it nice and clear down there. But I made myself a quarter wave ground plane the other night, and now I'm able to hit this repeater just fine. It's nice. Over.
If you want to switch over to the 520 calling channel, that, you know, I can talk simplex and you can, that radio will be full quiet.
I got some chores I got to do and whatnot, so I'm, you know, this radio, if I keep talking on it, I'm not going to get anything done today. So I appreciate the invite, but I'm going to have to bid 73, and I do appreciate the signal report, my friend. Over.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I got stuff to do. I was just letting you know that you can talk probably further than what you think, you know, simplex, and those radios sound a lot better without going through the repeater. It's just something to try sometime. But you have yourself a nice day. I'm fixing to do a bunch of laundry myself. This is KN4TZW, and I'll be clear.